Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for September 22nd, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, the sign-up period for CFAP 2, the additional coronavirus assistance relief package, is underway. The sign-up period opened on Monday and will extend through December 11th. Producers interested in signing up can do so at the Farm Service Agency county offices in your area. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist John Newton says the aid does extend to new commodity categories.
The second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program provides additional much-needed financial support for our livestock producers, our crop producers, specialty crop, as well as extending into nursery, floriculture, specialty livestock, tobacco, and several other commodity categories.
Newton says CFAP 2 provides much-needed relief for losses not covered in the original CFAP assistance.
The first round of CFAP provided financial assistance to producers really through the April 15th date, which was right around the height of COVID-19 impacts. And this second round provides support for producers that had financial losses after that April 15th date and extends all the way through, in some cases, the rest of the year for dairy farmers, for crop producers. For livestock producers, it provides support based on inventory held on the farm operation from April 16th through the end of August.
Senior USDA officials believe the European Union's farm sustainability policy can meet stated goals by moving forward with ag innovations and technologies. Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
The European Union is currently working on a farm-to-fork strategy regarding agriculture, which includes goals such as
a 50% reduction in pesticide use and a one-third or so reduction in fertilizer use.
Yet USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Ted McKinney, speaking at Monday's AgriPulse Ag and Food Summit, says technology and innovation in the EU will be essential in meeting those goals.
Let your farmers turn loose with that innovative spirit and some technologies, and they'll prove to you that they can do that.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue at the AgriPulse event added that efforts such as USDA's Agricultural Innovation Agenda and global collaboration on technological advances is needed to meet oncoming challenges.
We need to work together to sustainably feed a population of nearly 10 billion people by 2050.
The Department of Agriculture is partnering with 9 Midwest community colleges to support hands-on student learning about conservation and to foster conservation-minded farmers and ranchers. On Monday, the Community College Alliance for Agriculture Advancement representatives and the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service signed a Memorandum of Understanding. Through the memo, they agreed to enhance and accelerate training and adoption of technologies and best practices for improved agricultural productivity and natural resources stewardship. This is Inside Agriculture.